Yeah, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our analyst call for RTL Group's half-year results 2026. The speakers for today's presentation are Clemens Schwebig, our CEO, and Björn Bauer, our CFO. The presentation for this call is available on our corporate website, rtl.com, following the link included in our press release under Download. The agenda on slide two shows the areas our management team will cover today. After the presentation, Clemens and Björn are available to answer your questions. And with this, I'll hand over to Clemens to run you through the highlights of the first half of 2026.
Thank you, Oliver, and good morning to you all. Thank you for joining us this morning. As you may know, I joined, or I should probably say I rejoined RTL Group in April and took over as CEO in May. And over the past few weeks, I've been meeting executive teams and experts across the group, but also our partners across the industry. And I have to say that I'm truly excited about the level of creativity, enthusiasm, and drive that I see throughout the organization. And as this is my first call, analyst call, as CEO of RTL Group, I look forward to engaging with many of you in the future, of course. Now, let me highlight the most important developments of the past 6 months before Björn will run you through the numbers in greater detail. So on slide four, the highlights. In the first 6 months of 2026, we delivered on our transformation strategy with very tangible results. And we're executing with A, speed, and B, importantly, discipline. Only 10 weeks ago, we successfully closed the Sky Deutschland transaction. And I have to say, this is probably the most transformational deal in the history of RTL Group in the last 25 years of existence. I mean, we were successful in getting the approval of the European Commission, but we've done it without any remedies. And now our RTL Deutschland management team is moving quickly to integrate the businesses, and we are fully focused on delivering the 250 million euro in synergies over the next 3 years. Also, our streaming services continue to grow dynamically and deliver strong profitability. And this is a real turning point in our operation. After years of carefully investing in content and tech infrastructure, our streaming is now a high-margin contributor and high-growth segment at the same time. And as a result, we now expect streaming to contribute around 100 million euro to our full-year adjusted EBITDA. In our linear TV business, we obviously face a soft TV advertising market, which is in line with our expectation. But more importantly, we gained market share in both TV audience and TV advertising in our main territories, which are Germany and France. In France, we were clearly driven by the coverage of the Football World Cup on M6 and M6+, a very powerful demonstration of the power of our content and brand. And I have to say also the exceptional reach that TV offers in the current fragmented audience environment. For the financial year 2026, we confirm our adjusted EBITDA target of around 725 million euro, which is in line with our previous guidance. We'll look at the outlook in greater detail at the end of the presentation. At the same time, we confirm our medium-term adjusted EBITDA target of 1 billion euro, with streaming being the key driver for future profit growth at RTL. And now over to you, Björn, who will take you through the group's financial results in more detail.
Yeah, thank you, Clemens, and good morning, everyone. First, one comment regarding the presentation of our numbers. The Sky Deutschland acquisition closed on 1st of June 2026. So RTL Group's first half results include Sky Deutschland for 1 month, i.e., June, following its full consolidation. Let's start with a look at our key financials on slide six. In the first half of 2026, RTL Group's revenue grew 3.9% to 2.9 billion euro, mainly driven by the acquisition of Sky Deutschland and continued streaming growth. Organically, group revenue was stable. Our adjusted EBITDA increased from 160 million euro to 239 million euro. This corresponds to a significant margin uplift from 5.8% to 8.3%. The strong increase was mainly driven by the streaming business and the acquisition of Sky Deutschland, as well as a higher contribution from Fremantle. Adjusted EBITDA, excluding the impact from Sky Deutschland, was also up by €18 million. Group profit from continuing operations increased significantly from €6 million to €61 million in the first half of 2026, mainly due again to the contribution of Sky Deutschland. Over to slide seven, and let's take a look at the development of our adjusted EBITDA. The bridge shows the various effects in the first half of 2026. First, as expected, we see lower contributions from the group's linear TV channels, mainly due to higher programming costs related to the Football World Cup coverage at Groupe M6. However, secondly, the decrease was offset by significantly higher adjusted EBITDA from streaming, up by €65 million compared to the first half of 2025, confirming our transformation strategy. Fremantle's adjusted EBITDA increased by €21 million to €60 million and is well on track to reach the target margin of 9% in the full year 2026, as previously guided. Sky Deutschland contributed, that's a fourth point, Sky Deutschland contributed €61 million to the group's adjusted EBITDA in the first half of 2026. This is, however, not indicative of the full year adjusted EBITDA contribution by Sky Deutschland, as the month of June is seasonally highly favorable, with no Bundesliga or German Cup football matches broadcast and no related sports rights production costs incurred in June. We'll come back to this later in the outlook presentation. Now let's take a closer look at the financial development across our main business units, and we're moving on to slide eight. I'd like to start with our largest unit, RTL Deutschland. Total revenue of RTL Deutschland was up 11.1% to €1.3 billion. This strong increase was mainly driven by the scope effect from the Sky Deutschland acquisition and higher streaming revenue. Both effects more than compensated for lower linear TV revenue. The German net TV advertising market remained challenging, estimated to be down between -6% to -7% compared to the first half of 2025. And importantly, RTL Deutschland continued to outperform the market and gained both audience and advertising market shares. Adjusted EBITDA increased from €70 million in the first half of 2025 to €129 million in the first half of this financial year, mainly due to the acquisition of Sky and the streaming service RTL+, which became profitable in the first half of 2026, as guided. As mentioned before, for Sky Deutschland, the month of June is seasonally favorable and not indicative for the full year. RTL Deutschland, excluding Sky Deutschland, achieved a combined average audience share of 26.3% in the target group of viewers aged 14 to 59. We therefore widened the lead over our main commercial competitor, ProSiebenSat.1, to 6.6 percentage points. Let's turn to France and take a brief look at Groupe M6. Total revenue of Groupe M6 increased by 1.7% to €644 million. The main drivers were higher digital advertising revenue and significantly higher TV advertising revenue in June due to the broadcast of the Football World Cup, offsetting the decrease of the linear TV advertising market in the first half of 2026. The French linear TV advertising market was estimated to be down between -9% to -10% in the reporting period, with Groupe M6 significantly outperforming the market thanks to its highly successful World Cup coverage. As expected, the adjusted EBITDA of Groupe M6 decreased to €54 million, mainly due to higher programming costs for the Football World Cup and lower linear TV advertising revenue in the period January to May 2026. Our French family of free-to-air channels increased its average audience share in the commercial target group to 22%, which represents a record high for Groupe M6. Now let's turn to Fremantle. The global video production market continues to be challenging. Fremantle's revenue came in at €835 million in the first half of 2026, down 7.7% year on year, which was mainly expected and due to timing effects at Fremantle's drama and film businesses, while the entertainment and documentaries businesses were broadly stable in the first half of this year. We expect this development to reverse in the second half of the year, resulting in slightly higher revenue for the full year 2026 for Fremantle, driven by the delivery of major productions such as Baywatch and Kill Jackie. Just last week, Fremantle announced a major international distribution deal for Baywatch, with Amazon Prime Video acquiring the reboot across key international markets, as well as the full Baywatch catalog. Adjusted EBITDA increased to 83 million euro, which corresponds to a margin of 9.9%, driven by continued cost control measures, such as the further reduction of overhead costs, as well as portfolio effects. Adjusted EBITA was 60 million euro, which corresponds to a 7.2% margin, up significantly from 4.3% in the first half of 2025. With that, Fremantle is well on track to reach its 9% margin target for the full year 2026, as previously guided. Moving on to the next slide and take a closer look at the main items below adjusted EBITA down to group profit on slide nine. Group profit from continuing operations rose from 6 million to 61 million euro in the first half of 2026, mainly due to the contribution from the acquisition of Sky Deutschland. Let's look at some of the other effects between adjusted EBITA and group profit. In the first half of 2026, significant special items increased to -107 million, mainly due to cost reductions programs, which we already talked about in March. In the first half of 2026, the group's tax expense was significantly lower at 13 million, mainly due to the absence of one-time tax effects in the prior year. The normalized tax rate remained stable at 33%. Moving on to slide nine with a closer look at our cash flow. Total net cash from operating activities was -25 million euro, resulting in operating free cash flow of -71 million euro. The lower cash conversion in the first half of 2026 was primarily driven by temporary buildup in net working capital and other one-time effects, partly related to timing of production businesses and major sports rights like the World Cup. For the full year, however, we expect a significantly improved cash conversion within our normal target range of around 90%. With this, I'll hand back to Clément for an update on our strategy progress and the outlook for 2026.
Thank you, Björn. The strategic framework of RTL Group is based on three priorities: core, growth, and alliances and partnerships. The core means investing in premium content, strengthening a family of channels, as well as cost and portfolio management. Growth areas are our streaming services, advertising technology, and addressable TV, as well as content production with Fremantle. Alliances and partnerships in advertising, content, and distribution. Moving on to slide 13. I know Björn already touched upon the record average audience share of our French family of free-to-air channels, but I want to insist there because the FIFA World Cup was much more than just a major audience success. It was a strategic milestone for Groupe M6. The tournament demonstrated the power of combining premium live content with our broadcasting, streaming, and digital platforms. It strengthened the M6 brand, accelerated the growth of M6+, and expanded our reach across all audiences and platform. In short, the World Cup created value well beyond the event itself and supports our long-term growth ambitions. Now let's look at some of the key achievements. 60 million viewers followed the World Cup in France on M6 and M6+. Alone, the French versus Spain semifinal was followed by 20.3 million viewers, and that makes it the second highest audience ever recorded by M6 in history. The streaming service M6+ gained 4.2 million new registered users and recorded more than 100 million video views on M6+ during the tournament. The reach was extended significantly by 1.4 billion video views on the company's social media channel. The streaming technology platform provided by Bedrock delivered reliable and stable performance, supporting this exceptional increase in audience traffic during the World Cup. Now let's turn to slide 14 and look at the impact of our cost reduction programs. As a reminder, resulting from the challenging environment in 2025, Airtel Group accelerated its transformation by reallocating resources to streaming and comprehensive cost reduction across our core businesses. For the full year 2026, we expect cost savings of around 75 million euro. Airtel Deutschland launched an organizational realignment in January and reduced around 600 positions in the first month of 2026. This represents annualized savings of a mid-double-digit million euro amount. Already in 2024, we announced that Airtel+ in Germany will migrate to the Bedrock technology platform. The migration was successfully completed at the end of April and will generate significant cost savings going forward. Bedrock became also profitable in the first half of 2026. Group M6 announced a cost reduction program to be implemented by 2030, which focuses on production costs and AI-driven efficiency. Since 2023, Fremantle has reduced FTEs by more than 600 while integrating its acquisitions and reducing overheads. The company's profit growth in the first half of 2026 reflect the progress achieved. Now let's turn to slide 15 and look at our growth business. In line with our strategic focus on streaming as a key growth driver, we closed the acquisition of Sky Deutschland DACH on June 1st. The transaction is a transformational move for Airtel Group, as I mentioned earlier, bringing our full-year revenue to 8 billion euro and paid subscriptions to around 12.4 million in DACH region, making us the clear number three in the German-speaking streaming market. Alongside the strategic rationale of the acquisition, we will create significant shareholder value and will deliver annual synergies of 250 million euro within the next three years. Let's take a closer look at the combined power of Airtel Group and Sky Deutschland on the next slide, please. The combination creates a unique video proposition for entertainment, sports, and news across free TV, pay TV, and streaming. Airtel and Sky complement each other in terms of business model, revenue streams, target groups, and content offers. With more than 2.5 billion euro of annual content spent, we unite market-leading reality TV, news, entertainment shows, and local drama with Sky's premium sports rights and global hit series and films. The combined portfolio connects with 100 million people in DACH region through every daily touchpoint, from TV screen to mobile devices, radio, and print. Our reach extends far beyond video entertainment into trusted news, as well as radio and podcasts, creating unique cross-promotional power and monetization opportunities. Turning over to slide 17 and the development of our streaming business. As you know, streaming is at the core of the transformation of Airtel Group. Having invested significantly over the past years, our investment are now paying off. Our streaming services continue to grow strongly, making Airtel Group one of the leading European media companies in streaming. Please note that the numbers shown on this slide are on a strict like-for-like basis and do not include Sky or WOW. This gives you a clear picture of the organic growth over the past years. Paid streaming subscription for Airtel+ and M6+ have increased 21% year-on-year, and we continue to target 9 million subscriptions by the end of 2026. Streaming revenue and viewing time also continue to grow dynamically. Streaming revenue grew 27% in the first half of 2026, and we continue to expect between 600 million-650 million euro in revenue from our streaming services for the full year. Profitability of our streaming businesses improved by 65 million euro year-on-year. Therefore, we now expect adjusted EBITDA from streaming to increase to around 100 million euro for 2026. Now moving on to slide 18 and a closer look at our global content business, Fremantle. Two points are of particular importance looking at Fremantle. First, we are seeing significant margin progress, And second, we remain optimistic that Fremantle will return to slight top-line growth for the full year 2026. In the second half of the year, major productions such as Baywatch and Kill Jackie will be important performance driver for Fremantle. Fremantle will deliver 12 episodes of the new series of Baywatch in the second half. The new series will debut on Fox in the US in January 2027, on Sky in the UK and Ireland next year, and on Amazon Prime Video across key markets such as Italy, Germany, France, Spain, Latin America, and India. Fremantle will also deliver 7 episodes of Kill Jackie in the third quarter of 2026. The series, starring Oscar-winning actress Catherine Zeta-Jones, will be available on AMC in the US in autumn this year, on Amazon Prime Video in the UK, Ireland, Netherlands, Turkey, Germany, and Canada, and on HBO Max in Spain, Portugal, France, and the Nordics. Beyond the timing of individual productions, the strength of Fremantle lies in its diversified model across genres, market, and customer. Successful new shows strengthen our IP portfolio and create long-term monetization opportunities through distribution, also local adaptation, and also digital platforms. Fremantle strategy priority reflect this vision. It's A, ramping up Fremantle own IP development, B, rapid development of AI across the company value chain, but also focus on IP-driven acquisition of small and medium-sized production company. Expansion, as I mentioned, in attractive geographies and genres. And with Fremantle on track to reach its adjusted EBITDA target margin of 9% this year, we'll maintain focus on continued cost discipline and operating leverage. Together, these priorities will strengthen Fremantle's resilience and drive sustainable profit growth. YouTube. Let me now share an update on another aspect of our strategy, which is monetizing our content libraries and intellectual property across third-party platforms. YouTube allows us to extend the reach of our content well beyond linear TV and streaming while generating additional revenue from existing content assets. At the same time, it helps us engage complementary audiences, strengthen our brands, and create additional entry point into our streaming services. So we are seeing strong momentum across our YouTube activities. At Fremantle, the number of YouTube channels increased to 495, while total view grew from 6 billion last year to now 10 billion year on year, which is 55% of the watch time from connected TV. To give you an example, Fremantle has generated 230 million views from sports content in the first half of 2026, coming from actually zero compared to for the same period last year. We are also significantly expanding the YouTube footprint of our broadcasting businesses, including Airtel Deutschland, Group M6, Airtel Hungary, and Airtel Luxembourg. Overall, YouTube is becoming an increasingly relevant platform for audience engagement, content discovery also, and also monetization across the group. So now moving on to our outlook for 2026 on slide 20. Look, the geopolitical and macroeconomic environment remains volatile, and the impact on Airtel Group's business continues to be hard to predict. And following the acquisition of Sky Deutschland, Airtel Group updates its full-year revenue and adjusted EBITDA outlook on the basis of A, the full consolidation of Sky Deutschland for the period June to December 2026, the group linear TV advertising revenue decreasing by around 4% in the full year 2026, the group streaming revenue growing by around 25%, and Fremantle revenue growing slightly. Airtel Group now expects full-year revenue for 2026 to increase to around 7.1 to 7.2 billion euro, adjusted EBITDA for 2026 to increase to around 725 million euro with a variance of plus minus 3%, with significantly higher contribution from streaming, compensating for lower contribution from the group linear TV channel. This is absolutely in line with our previous guidance from March this year. Adjusted EBITDA from streaming for 2026 to increase to around 100 million euro compared to the previous guidance range of around 25 to 50 million euro. The overview represented here gives you a transparent bridge from the previous outlook, excluding Sky, to the new outlook, including Sky for the period June to December 2026. As explained by Björn, the significant adjusted EBITDA contribution from Sky for the month of June is not indicative for the full year. With the new Bundesliga and German Cup season starting soon, Sky Deutschland's adjusted EBITDA contribution for the period June to December will be plus minus nil. This shows, however, that Sky Deutschland has significantly improved its financial performance over the past year, and this provides a solid starting point for the 250 million euro synergy target, which we fully confirm. Finally, Airtel Group's dividend policy remains unchanged. The Airtel Group plans to pay out at least 80% of its adjusted full-year net results. On slide 21, so let me close our presentation with a few remarks on our medium-term ambition. We confirm our medium-term adjusted EBITDA target of 1 billion euro, which represents a 50% increase from 661 million euro in 2025. So what are the key drivers? First, after years of investment, as I said, the streaming businesses will generate around 100 million euro in operating profit this year and then continuously increase their profitability. The acquisition of Sky Deutschland will generate annual synergies of 250 million euro. In the medium term, Fremantle will return to organic growth of around 3% per annum and further expand its margin also with selected M&A. And finally, AI will provide significant benefits across our entire value chain. And this brings us to the end of our presentation, and I guess we'll now take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question from the webinar may click the Q&A button on the left side of the screen and then click the raise your hand button. If you are connected via phone, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. You will hear a tone to confirm that you have entered the queue. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press the lower your hand button from the webinar or press star and two on your telephone. Anyone who has a question may queue up now. One moment for the first question, please. And the first question comes from Annick Maas from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thanks for the presentation. I wanted to come back on the 250 million synergies. Can you remind us on the phasing of this, and can we already expect, or respectively, how many synergies can we expect this year to come through? Second one is on streaming profits, much better this year than expected. Do we have already an idea of where you want streaming profits to land next year? And then finally, if you could give us just some comments on the TV advertising markets across your main markets over the summer, that would be great. Thank you.
Let me pick up on the first, thank you for your questions, by the way. I'll pick up on the first one. On the 250 million synergy target, just as a reminder, we just closed the acquisition of Sky Deutschland around 10 weeks ago. We fully confirm this target of the 250 million synergy target over the next 3 years. Obviously, as you will understand, synergy will ramp up over time. Most of them will be realized in 2027 and 2028. Synergies are mainly coming from cost-driven categories, approximately 75% of them, while 25% are revenue synergies. The cost synergies are driven by optimization of content portfolio. That's the first one. Second is overhead reduction. And third, which we have started doing, is reduction of Sky's external media spend by leveraging the Airtel's universe. So that accounts for the cost-driven synergies. For the revenue one, we are looking at upselling some of the existing Airtel Pro subscriber to the Sky product, and this will take a bit of time. So I think that's for the first one. Do you want to pick up on the second one, Björn?
Yeah, sure. Maybe just adding to the synergies for Sky this year, we are already expecting a first benefit this year. But given that it would take 3 years to fully realize the 250 million synergies, the impact in the remainder of the year is limited. Think about a small, lower double-digit amount, but this will definitely help to achieve the around zero contribution for Sky. And as you know, Sky has been a kind of loss-making business in the past. So this is a good starting point for the next phase of development within RTL Germany. On streaming profits, I think the first main point here is that streaming with the now expected 100 million contribution represents a meaningful share of our overall profitability, and that a number is higher than previously expected. For the drivers for this development are threefold. First, higher subscribers. Second, higher revenue per subscriber. And lastly, higher revenue from our advertising tiers and higher distribution revenue. We generally expect these drivers to continue in 2027, and the business will continue to scale strongly. You've seen this year, but you've also seen it in the last 2 years, that revenue is increasing faster than the cost base. And you've seen in the H1 figures that our revenue from streaming is going up by 27%. Again, we'll give a full guidance on 2027 with the full year results 2026. But as a first indication, I expect the revenue to continue to grow in a meaningful way. And I would expect that the contribution from streaming will continue to also grow stronger than the revenue. On the markets, on the development on the TV, linear TV advertising markets, as we have seen, the figures or the markets overall has remained challenging in the first half of the 2026, and this is fully in line with what we have assumed. To note is the World Cup and the impact on the advertising markets in general. So in France, we saw a significant impact given the strong success that Clément explained in detail earlier in his presentation. Looking ahead a little bit, July in Germany is down, and the same is true for August. In France, July is up significantly or very significant, and that is because we have the second part of the World Cup in July, and August is also expected to be down in France. Overall, as you know, when you look at Q3, July and August are relatively speaking smaller months in a normal year, and September is by far the most important month. It's still too early to fully call September, but first indications in Germany are better. In France, the market continues to be challenging, and we'll be observing this closely as we move into Q4, but we have reflected this in our outlook.
I would add maybe two things, less related on the TV advertising market, but adjacent to the topic. I mean, first, we gain advertising share across all our markets, which is a very strong sign of our performance. Second, our digital advertising market is growing very rapidly. I mean, we've seen a 11% growth in the first half of the year, and it will continue.
Great, thank you very much.
Then the next question comes from Julien Roch from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. On Sky Deutschland, first half revenues of 977 million euros. How much gross versus the first half of 25? And can we get EBITDA and EBITR rather than 4 million in net income? That's three numbers. The second question is 8 billion of pro forma revenue in 2025, so 2 billion for SkyD in 25. So can we get EBITDA and EBITR for SkyD in 25? So that's two numbers. Staying on Sky Deutschland, 12.4 million DACH subscription in the first half, not subscribers. RTL at 7.6 million, so Sky D 4.8. Is that correct? And what was it at the end of 25? So two numbers. So that's seven numbers in total. Thank you.
Okay. So the numbers that we are disclosing are adjusted EBITA, and the contribution in the single month of June is 61 million euros. As explained, this is seasonally affected by the timing of the sport events.
No, my question was for the first 6 months. So, because you gave us pro forma 977 of revenue. So, you know, how much was it last year? Is it up, down, flat? And then can we get EBITA for the whole 6 months?
Yeah. No, I was just repeating of what we are disclosing. So as I said, we are disclosing adjusted EBITA for the single month of June, and we're also disclosing the adjusted EBITA impact for the period June until December, which will be as described around zero. We not provide any details on past performance of Sky while it was under previous ownership. Overall, I think the numbers are all very consistent and in line with what we present at the time when we announced the acquisition. At the time, we said it will be around 2 billion of revenues. And we said that the business at the time of closing will be EBITDA neutral. I can confirm these, and this is also reflected in the revenue adjustment and on the revenue expectation for the remainder of the year, which is around 1 billion, so which speaks to the around 2 billion on a kind of pro forma full year basis. And that's one of the side benefits, not only of Sky, but also of streaming, that the ability to model and predict the businesses will improve because less volatile than the advertising business. And I can also confirm the 4.8 million. These would be kind of the incremental subscribers from Sky, both for their pay TV product and for WOW streaming. So apologies, Julien. I know there's obviously would like to have all kinds of numbers. But let's stick into kind of to what we are expecting for this year. And we will, of course, further develop our disclosures in a transparent way. So we are in the process of reworking our KPIs so that latest for the full year 2026, we provide additional kind of revenue disclosures around our business. Thank you.
Okay. So as you're not giving any numbers on past performance, maybe a follow-up to any questions on your answer on ad trends of the summer. So you're saying Germany remain challenged down July and August, down what, mid-single, high single? Thank you.
I'd say high single digit, low double digit. But again, July and August, small months, and July specifically impacted by the World Cup. You see the pattern in all countries. The broadcasters that have the World Cup, and we see this in France, are increasing significantly, whereas the others are kind of impacted negatively. And that's what we're seeing also in the figures. But I think the key point is all of these trends are reflected in our outlook. For the full year, we expect a decline of around -4% across the group for our linear TV business. And with that in mind, we are confirming the 725 million adjusted EBITDA.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Then the next question comes from Jerome Bodin from ODDO BHF. Please go ahead.
Good morning, all. So a few questions on my side. The first one, it's just on Germany, if you can give us a bit some indication of on how programming costs have evolved in H1 and for the rest of the year. So X, Sky Deutschland? That's my first question. Second one, just to get your view on possible partnership that you can sign for RTL+ in Germany in terms of distribution. So M6 has signed Amazon in France, TF1 has signed Netflix in France and seems to be quite successful. So I would be curious to get your view on what you can do for RTL+ in Germany. And lastly, on Sky, so since the consolidation on the Sky product and on the commercial policy, do you plan to change anything? I mean, is there anything obvious that you want to change in terms of pricing, in terms of go-to-market, in terms of positioning that you have seen since the consolidation? Thank you very much.
So I can cover the first question on the programming cost, and Clément will cover the partnerships and kind of the Sky pricing, what we can share at this point. So on programming cost, this also reflects our transformation of our business. So we continue to invest on the non-linear side. So programming costs for RTL+ are slightly up, whereas on the linear side, programming costs have decreased slightly versus last year.
On the partnerships, look, as I said, this is core to our strategies. This is one of our key pillars is the partnerships that we're doing. This enables us to reach a different audience, create new monetization, and we do that with obviously streaming platforms and streaming platforms that is clear, not only with what you've mentioned for M6, but in Germany, we do have a very significant partnership with Deutsche Telekom that really enabled us to boost our streaming presence for RTL+, and as well with HBO Max, which we have created a bundle as well, similar to what has been layered in France. So that's for partnership. It's really important for us that it enables us to expand our audience reach and new monetization opportunities, and we'll continue doing this as we've done in the past. On the Sky product, look, again, I will mention that it's 10 weeks in, so that's we will obviously let the team go into more detail on the commercial offering and the detail of the pricing as such. But what I can tell you is, and where we are very optimistic on, is that Airtel and Sky have a highly complementary business model. I mean, when you see the revenue streams, the content offer, and the target group, we see a lot of potential synergies between the different product, and we'll be able to optimize the value of the combined portfolio of content and customer across now free TV, but also pay TV and streaming. And so, look, we've done some tests already, and we've seen the power of that with some sports rights that drives, you know, TV audience share, the live TV viewing, advertising revenue, the streaming subscription inflows, the retention, also how we do cross-promotion of the brand. So I think those are the, you know, the first low-hanging fruit, let's put it this way, that we've already tested, and we'll continue doing it, and we'll obviously let you know and let customers know the different offering in soon.
Thank you.
And the next question comes from Nizla Naizer from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Great, thanks. I have two questions from my end. Clément, I think you referred to the word retention, and my question is actually on how the churn levels compare in Sky versus RTL+, and are you learning, you know, anything that you can apply from one business to another on how to keep these subscribers for longer, improve retention? Any color there would be great. And my second question is, I guess, coming into RTL, again, what are your views on what's working? And I guess a high-level question, where would you like to make any changes, if at all? Some color on how you're thinking, in your new role would be great. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Look, retention obviously is a key element for us. Sky has a high ARPU, high retention model, and obviously we learn a lot from it with our Airtel+ business, so that I think there will be a lot of cross learning opportunities there. Retention is also driven by high quality content, and I think with the portfolio that we have, and I mentioned that we are spending 2.5 billion euro of content, I think this will help us obviously retain our viewers and customer. Marketing is an important aspect of retention, and again, we have this unique, unmatchable power of cross-promotion across the different platforms in Germany. And then so all that will combine, will help us in the retention. I think this is a very fair question. It's not only acquisition, it's also retention, and I think we are in a very, very solid position. As for your second question, what's working? I think, look, today, we're talking about the half year results, and I think those interim results shows that our strategy is delivering tangible results, and I think this is proof in point. And I would like to highlight maybe a few things. What is working? I mean, the shift from the linear TV to streaming is working. The numbers are showing it with 100 million of operating profit. Second, I think we will, with the close of Sky Deutschland, we'll be able to focus and now deliver on the synergies that we are expecting to drive. We will create shareholders value in a meaningful way. And look, also what is working, and we shouldn't forget, is we are gaining TV audience share and advertising share in our core market, and I think this is also showcasing the power of TV and this unmatchable reach that we have in a fragmented audience environment. And also what is working is that we are, after a period of growth, we are now with after acquisition, we are now with Fremantle very disciplined in the way we approach things, and our adjusted EBITDA is showing it now for the first half of the year 2026, and we're on track to reach this 9% of target of operating margin. So, I think in other words, what's working? I think the strategy is working, and I think this half year result shows it, shows it, and we'll continue to execute it with speed and discipline. And I think we'll continue to invest in content, engaging our fans, and now we have this amazing opportunity to better use this content on different platforms, first, to reach a wider audience in a different way. And also, what is really exciting is that we'll be also able to monetize this audience in different ways, not only advertising, but also subscription and distribution. And I think this is, this, I think, position us very well.
Great. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time, so I would like to turn the conference back over to Clément Genelot for any closing remark.
Thank you very much to all of you to have joined us in this mid of August financial presentation. And as I said initially, I'm looking forward to engage with you in the future. I'll just would like, before we close, to thank Björn, who will be it's your last financial presentation at Eltel Group, and I know that you've done this for many years, and I would like to thank you and maybe hand it over to you for a few words.
Thank you very much, Clément. Much appreciated. Personally, many thanks to all of you for the open and good collaboration over many years. I think it was extremely helpful, and many thanks for your questions. I think more broadly, and I think that's even more important, thank you for your interest in following RTL Group and for covering us, and yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone.